From the city of Cape Town earlier today in the name of Alderman James Vos, who's the Mayoral Committee Member for Economic Opportunities and Asset Management. And he is quoted as saying, "I'm excited to announce that the city of Cape Town is considering the potential opportunities associated with the NTE, which stands for Nighttime Economy in Cape Town, Central and Surrounds." A couple of numbers. New York's nighttime economy contributes $10 billion to New York's economy. In Sydney, the NTE accounts for somewhere perhaps up to 16% of employment in the CBD, while the nighttime entertainment is worth 6% of the United Kingdom's gross domestic product, or £66 billion annually. And what the city is doing is going to develop an action plan for implementation, and they have brought on board some academic help. And they are going to be doing, they're going to get honor students from UCT to conduct research in the area. And those honor students are going to be supervised by Professor Kathy Mitchell of the Urban Real Estate Research Unit at UCT. And also our next guest, Professor Francois Verrouli, a property economist and director of the Urban Real Estate Research Unit at UCT. Francois, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Judge.
The nighttime economy, is that as simple as any money that is spent when it's dark in a city?
It's a good point. Yes, it is dark, but quite interestingly, the definition varies a bit. There's almost this evening economy that takes us from just about 6 o'clock in the evening to about 10 o'clock at night. And then you have the late night economy that carries on the whole night. So the definition can get a bit nebulous, but it's certainly what happens after 6 p.m. in the evening. Yes.
And, I mean, it seems to me that it's fairly obvious. I mean, that is the sum total of money that is spent in restaurants, bars, places of entertainment, taxis. That's it.
John, I think the important thing with the nighttime economy is that cities across the world are starting to look not just at the economy of what is produced, where, but also when. So I think putting a time dimension to the economy is something that is growing in importance. And I think it's equally important not just to see the nighttime economy merely as the leisure economy. Work that we have been doing shows that there are a number of different businesses that are not directly in the bars, in the leisure alcohol industry, that are active at night. So I think it's important to shift that that view of the nighttime economy as well.
So we're talking about the CBD and the surrounding areas. And yes, there are some retail shops that are open usually until 9 o'clock, but most of the sort of shops open until nine happen in the suburban malls. So what kinds of businesses outside of the entertainment leisure economy are active once it gets dark and remain active for quite a few hours of the nighttime economy?
Well, very central to the research that we're doing with our students at the moment is to look at exactly that point. And if you look at the businesses that are open at night, for example, just in the CBD, only 51% of those relate to entertainment of some sort. The others are, let me give you the typical examples, hospitals, call centers, the financial sector, the ICT sector. So there are quite a number of other industries that function. And I suppose the other thing to always remind ourselves is that for everyone who's having a bit of fun, for example, in town and elsewhere, there are people behind that who work, whose job it is to function in that economy. And then, of course, the big challenges happen, for example, how these people get home and how does that nighttime economy work. And it's been exactly that we have been looking for. By the way, also, at 6 o'clock in the evening, if we take the CBD, about 300 companies are open. By midnight, about 142. And at 3 in the morning, there's still about 80 companies that are functioning. So it just shows that what we're dealing with. And
then Francois, how does one develop a nighttime economy? Currently, Cape Town's nighttime economy is worth X to the city. How do you develop it to make it X plus 60% or X times 2?
John, it's a very interesting point, because first of all, you also have to be careful that it's a bit like opening up a shopping center on a Sunday. You don't necessarily create more retail, but somebody who went shopping on a Friday now goes on a Sunday. So you're not necessarily increasing the pie. All that is happening is a shift. But what globally cities are asking themselves is exactly how do you create that environment which makes it possible to actually grow that particular sector of the economy. And there are a number of things that start coming to the fore. Invariably, the security issue becomes important. The transport issue. Somebody who finishes working, and many call centers have an important shift at 11 o'clock at night for time zone reasons and others. These are people who at 11 o'clock at night try to get home. And either you have an infrastructure that deals with that, or it becomes a very difficult economy to work with. And John, you know, at the extreme, Amsterdam, London as well, have now implemented the nighttime mayor. It's a mayor who starts working at 6 o'clock in the evening, who takes the city through the night. And so what we're really seeing is that this daytime economy, which is regulated, which we know a lot about, is very different to the nighttime economy, which was unknown, unregulated. And I think that's the difference that we're starting to see internationally and hopefully in Cape Town as well.
Thank you very, very, very much indeed. I found that really interesting. Professor Francois Verrouli, property economist, director of the Urban Real Estate Research Unit at UCT, which is going to be collaborating with the city and trying to develop our nighttime economy.